Blog Talk Radio.
Let's bring from Ephesians 1:17. For the release of the glory of God today across this city.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to our Wednesday evening prophetic prayer and Bible study. Just to let you know that we are going to just open up our hearts and release the word of the Lord as God has given us. So we pray that your day is blessed and you're encouraged and yet you're ready to receive what God would say to you. Stay tuned. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. His kingdom come, his will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Beloved, his kingdom come. No matter what you are seeing, no matter what you're facing, his kingdom come. Amen. That's the prayer today, the Lord's prayer. Our Father who art in heaven. Sometimes we forget to pray that prayer. Amen. Sometimes many theologians and many people said, oh, that's not important. That prayer shouldn't be prayed. It's just religious. That was for the disciples. But we have to learn to stop listening to the many voices in the wind, many voices that would tell us this or that. But his kingdom come, amen, for your life and your family's life. His will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So, beloved, again, we welcome you this Wednesday evening to our prayer Bible study and what God would say to you, amen. I want to encourage you, amen. Just before the apostle comes to share the word, I want you to know God kept telling me to tell you, pray, 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 amen. Be strong in the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Lift up your most holy faith. When you're praying and you're going into his presence, you have got to go in with faith and belief. Amen. Because he that comes to God must believe that he is. Amen. And that he is a rewarder of all those that diligently seek him. So, beloved, you have got to press in to him. He said to press and come to me. Amen. He said you've got to press and come fighting the good fight of faith. He said you've got to press. Praying and persevering, amen. We cannot quit right now. We cannot give up. We cannot lay down and allow the enemy to walk over us. We have got to press in, amen. He said, those that are weary and tired in your physical body, even in your mind, no matter what pain your experience is, no matter what confusion, he said, to keep coming to me. Come, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we have got to remember that our flesh is weak, amen, and the flesh wars against the spirit, and worship, someone with a word that would encourage you. And so sometimes we have got to turn to another voice and listen to that song, that prayer that would usher you into the presence of the Lord. Amen. I'm not talking about false prophets or false teachers or erroneous doctrine, but those that have a song that will bring deliverance, that will set you free, that will lift up your most holy faith. Amen. Praying always in the Spirit. So the Lord is saying for me to tell you today, keep coming, because as you keep coming with your mind stayed on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. Hallelujah. Apostle, sometimes we have got to drag ourselves like the four leprous men. The body aches and the legs ache, and there's all these different types of bone problem and mind problem. God said if you just drag yourself and limp, hallelujah, like even Jacob, the limp, and come into my presence. I will give you the strength you need. I will lift you up. I will pick you up. I will give you what you are desiring, saith the Lord. So we have got to keep pressing in. He said, pray without ceasing, beloved. He said, pray for men everywhere. So we have got to remember that the Lord is with us. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So I just wanted to exhort you for just a moment before Apostle comes to share the word of the Lord. And we say, God bless you again. Amen. Stay tuned.
Well, God bless you, and we greet you this afternoon in the wonderful, the glorious, and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In him, beloved, we live, and in him we move, and in him we have our very being. At least we should be anyway. You know, the word of God says, the just shall live by faith. Amen. Faith is understanding, and it begins where the will of God is known. Amen. If we don't know what the will of God is, how can we have faith in God, or faith in his word, or how can we trust God, or how can we trust his word? No, you have to know. Amen. You have to know. Hosea says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Amen. He wasn't talking about academia. He was talking about knowledge of the kingdom of God earlier. Cyrilli was talking about the kingdom praying, Matthew's prayer, and the Lord's prayer in Matthew 10. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Well, do you know what the kingdom looks like? If you don't know the word of God, you don't even know what the kingdom looks like. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. What is the will of God? And you say, well, the Lord's will is mysterious. You know, we never know. We'll never know what the will of God is. No, God's will is his word. And if we delight ourselves in the Lord, in his word, he'll give us the desires and secret petitions of our heart. But we've got to know the will of God. 1 John 5:14 says, and this is the confidence that we can have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. If we ask anything according to his revealed word, he hears us. See, God responds to his word. He says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when we get a revelation of the word of God and make up our mind that we're going to be doers of that word, God will honor his word. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, it says, and they went forth, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. The Spirit of God will confirm the word of God when it's rightly divided and when it's spoken by his vessels that are consecrated and sanctified unto the Lord. Amen. So, beloved, we have to understand what the kingdom looks like before we pray, thy kingdom come, or we'll be like the Pharisees were when Jesus came. They had been praying and crying out and studying the letter of the word for so long, and here comes the manifestation of their prayers, and they rejected it. They despised it. The Bible says he was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. They hated him. They, you know, they didn't crucify him because he says, no man takes my life, but I lay it down. But they didn't even recognize that the kingdom was here. The first message that Jesus preached after he came out of the wilderness was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, what you've been waiting for, what the Father has promised God and man once
again, reunited, man reconciled to God. It's here. Amen. I've come to show you the kingdom. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, that unto us a son is born, unto us a child is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Jesus came to show us that government. Amen. I'm thinking about the word of God in Luke chapter 18. You know, the word of God says this little widow woman kept going to the unjust judge, and she says she kept going, and she avenged me of mine adversary, and he would not. You know, she knew that he had the answers that she needed. She knew that he had the power to bring deliverance to him. She knew that he had been given authority to make her situation right. And she wasn't going to take no for an answer. She knew that he had the best way or the most effective way to answer to fruition. She knew it. She had a knowledge of the fact that this is the one who can help me. And I'm not going to let him go until he blesses me. I'm not going to let him go until he helps me. I'm not going to let him go until he delivers me. So God is saying, that's why, beloved, God has given us his word. Amen. It's not for us to honor so much to look to God. His word is a revelation of heaven for us to live out here on earth. The word of God says in Deuteronomy chapter 11, 21, he says that our days may be as the days of heaven on the earth. As he says, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Well, you can't obey what you don't know. So we've got to pray, beloved, according to knowledge. Amen. We've got to pray according to a working knowledge. We can come with a lot of noise. We can come with a lot of emotion. That's why many of us don't have effective prayers. That's why many of us have been turned. Well, we've lost our taste and desire for prayer. Amen. Because we've prayed a lot and screamed a lot and cried out a lot, but we've gotten very little results because we're not praying according to the revealed will of God. God's word is his will. Amen. And this is the confidence, he says, you can have in me. If you ask anything according to my will, I'll not only hear you, but I'll also give you the petitions that you've asked of me. John chapter 15 says, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you'll ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So, beloved, we've got to understand this, that as we investigate the scriptures with the intent to know, we're looking at the covenant of God, the kingdom of God, and he's telling us what our rights and our word, the mirror of the word, as we begin to program our lives to submit to the will of God, the revealed will of God by way of his word, we know how to pray as we ought. Amen. And if we pray according to his will, he says you can be confident and know that you have the petitions. Why? Because all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him are amen. So, beloved, we need to be praying the will of God. We need to pray the word of God. We need to know that as we pray the will of God, that God won't just hear us, but he will hear us, he will help us, he will answer our cry. Amen. He will grant us the petitions that we've asked of him. Again, 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we can have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, his word, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. That's why Jesus prayed the prayer at Lazarus' tomb. He says, Lord, I thank you that you hear me, but I thank you that you always hear me. Well, how can you be confident that God always hears? Is it because he was the Son of God? Is it because he was Jesus? No, it was because he always prayed the will of God. He says, I only do those things that I see my Father do. I only speak those things that I've heard my Father speak. He always spoke the word of God. He prayed the word of God. He prayed the kingdom come. He prayed in the parameters of the kingdom, and he was assured that God would not just hear him, but he was confident that God would hear him. He says, I thank you that you always hear me, O God. He said, he says in another place, he says, because I always do those things that please God. What pleases God? When we walk in righteousness, when we walk in the ways of God. God, when we're knowledgeable of the Word of God. The Bible says in 1 John, it says, God says, I have no greater delight than my children walk in truth. God loves it when we walk according to His Word. He said, take me at my word. Prove me here, will saith the Lord, if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. That's why, beloved, he says, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by the word of God. The just shall live by trusting God's word. Well, you can't trust what you don't know. Amen. So that's why he says, study to show yourself approved unto God, workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. You're only ashamed when you don't get your breakthrough. You're only ashamed when you don't get your answers. You're only ashamed when you walk in defeat. You're only ashamed when what you've been praying for doesn't come into fruition. He says, but he wants us to study to show ourselves approved unto God. What would show that we're approved unto God? That the things that we've prayed, God has heard us. He has answered us. We're assured that he heard us because we know the will of God, because we've taken the time and investigated the scriptures, and we prayed and asked the Holy Spirit, our teacher, to teach us, open our eyes that we may behold wondrous truths from out of thy law. We want to know what we're doing. Know we're praying according to the will of God. And we are assured if we pray according to his will, we have confidence that he not only would hear us, but he also would grant us the petitions that we've asked of him, because we ask according to his will. Amen. So, beloved, that's what we need to begin to practice as we get ready to go and begin to pray today. We need to make sure that we're praying according to the will of God. Amen. We're not praying all willy-nilly, as some folks say. No, but we're praying the will of God. We know the covenant. He's, they that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. In other words, they that know what God and his word were one. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. They that know their word, they shall be strong and do exploits. Amen. In order to do the exploits of God, you've got to know your covenant. Amen. You've got to know the word of God. Or you can keep just screaming and hollering and wonder why God won't answer me. God responds to his word. Amen. It's as simple as that. God responds to faith in his word. Trust in his word. Have trust in God. Have faith in God. Have the God kind, the God type, the God quality of faith. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, it shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that word that he's praying, pass those things he's saying, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Beloved, this is, you know, as I begin to investigate God speaking to me more and more about faith, it's impossible to please him without faith. Those who come to God must first believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's impossible to please God without knowing the will of God. Amen. So beloved, I mean, that was a lot of real quick, but we don't have a lot of time here today, but God has laid this on my heart all day, is that I want you people to begin to study your covenant. I want you to know when you're coming before me, you know, what would you like to have a lawyer who never would really, doesn't really know the laws of the land to represent you before the judge in the courtroom? No, you don't want that. That's why many people, these self-appointed lawyers, I forgot what they call them, but when they go to, and they don't have any money, and the court appoints them a lawyer, so then they're really concerned about the person representing them, because they know that person is not really well versed in the law. You know, it's kind of like the bottom of the barrel. It's kind of like going to a neighborhood clinic when you really have a serious medical problem, instead of being able to go to a specialist. We've got to know the word. We've got to know the word of God to get the results that the word of God promises. Amen. And that's what prayer is. We're going to God based upon what he promised us, and we're praying that will of God into our circumstances, into our situations, into our minds, into our bodies. Amen. We're praying that will of God into our lives, into our families' lives. We're praying the will of God. We're not just shooting in the dark and like a scattergun, but we're aiming and we're shooting after certain things. Amen. Living by faith, living by the word of God. The just, those who have been declared righteous, shall live by faith. They shall live by the word of God. Amen. So, beloved, we're believing God today as we pray. We're praying for people who are struggling with issues in their minds. Amen. Well, the other day, I was reminded of this. Oftentimes we quote this scripture. I think it is in 1 Timothy 1:7, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but God has given us a spirit of power, spirit of love, spirit of a sound mind. The Amplified says of discipline and self-control. So we pray that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but we forget what spirit has he given us? He's given us a spirit of power. He's given us a spirit of love. He's given us a spirit of a sound mind, of discipline and self-control. So I begin to call up. I call up right now. I know we always say, well, God has to give me a spirit of fear in response to fear we may be facing. But no. What has he given me? He's given me a spirit of power. I call up the spirit of power out of my recreated human spirit. I call up the spirit of love that he's shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. I call up the spirit of a sound mind. He's given me the mind of Christ, and I hold the thoughts, feelings, purposes, and intents of Christ's heart. He's given me a spirit of discipline and self-control. Amen. That's what being a disciple is, one that is disciplined. Amen. So that's what I'm calling up. I'm calling up those things that I'm desiring. I'm not just recognizing the things I don't want, but I'm calling up things that I desire. I'm calling up things that he's given me. I'm calling up things that he's revealed to me. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, "What, Peter, you've done well, because flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you." So as we go into the word of God, God honors our diligent seeking by giving us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, so that we can pray and do the will of God. Amen. Pray and do the will of God. This is the confidence we can have, hallelujah, that if we ask anything according to his will, hallelujah, that he not only would hear us, but he'll grant us the petitions that we've asked of him. Amen. So we pray. We want to open this time up in prayer, amen, for this, the remainder of this time, praying for those who are struggling in their minds. Amen. The Bible says, let this mind be in you. In other words, it's by your permission. You have to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It's a matter of permission. In other words, just like I said, God hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but what has he given me? I'm going to let the spirit of power rise up in me. I'm going to let the spirit of love rise up in me. I'm going to let the spirit of a sound mind, of discipline and self-control, I call it up out of my recreated spirit, and I call it up out of your spirit even right now. Spirit of power, spirit of love, spirit of a sound mind, of discipline and self-control. Amen. We cast and tread upon the spirit of fear. Amen. But we call up out to right now, out of your spirit, your recreated human spirit. We call up a spirit of power. Hallelujah. We call up a spirit of love. Hallelujah. We call up a spirit of a sound mind, of discipline and self-control in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The word of God says that Jesus has borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases in his own body. So we call up right now an anointing to bring forth healing in our bodies. We know that we may not feel good right now. We know that we have aches and pains, and we know that we may be facing some things that are not good. We know that the doctor's given us a bad report, but whose report are we going to believe? So let's call that up right now. We call forth the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead to quicken our mortal bodies even right now, because it's been promised to us. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, let that spirit that raised Christ from the dead quicken our mortal bodies. That means give life to our mortal body. That means bring healing to our mortal bodies. We thank you right now for the anointing of the Holy Ghost quickening our mortal body. We call that spirit up. We recognize that inside of us is the same spirit, hallelujah, that raised Christ from the dead. We call it to quicken our bodies, or in spite of how we feel, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it feels like, in spite of what they said. bore our sicknesses, our griefs, and carried our sorrows. That word grief means sickness. That word sorrows means pains. He's borne our sicknesses. He's carried our pains in his own body. He says the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We call up the healing anointing right now. We have faith in the healing anointing of Jesus himself, affecting the healing and a cure in our bodies. We thank you that that anointing is greater than the pain we feel. It's greater than the sluggishness we feel. It's greater than all the negativity that the doctors have said. It's greater than the report of the world. It's greater than the report of the devil. We thank you we're healed. We say we're healed. And Lord, you said, and they went forth, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. We ask you by your spirit that you would confirm the word as we speak forth your word. We thank you. You'll confirm your word with signs following. We say we're healed. We're healed by his stripes. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And by his stripes, we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. So we say we're healed. We believe you are healed. You said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We're saying we're healed in spite of how we feel, in spite of what this one say, that name it and claim it doesn't work. God said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe,
yes, Lord,
that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He or she shall have whatsoever he saith. I'm going to say what Jesus says. I'm healed by his stripes. You're healed by his stripes. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of you. Call him up right now. Tell him what you need. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you're believing him for. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We believe in you, God. We believe in you in spite of how we feel. We believe in you in spite of the tricks of the enemy. We believe in you in spite of the distractions of this life. We thank you, Lord God. We know that the thief cometh but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. We know that he's going to bring distractions. We know that he's going to try to get us off track. We know he's going to try to get us off the word. The Bible says as soon as the word is sown, Satan comes immediately to steal that word so it won't bring forth fruit. But God says that if we would just continually trust in that word, he said that if we will continue to believe that word, he says that God is not mocked, but whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So we thank you with sowing in faith that your word is true in our lives. And we're going to speak it. We're going to declare it. We're going to say it. We're going to claim it. We're going to stand on it until our change comes. Lord, we thank you right now for a new anointing, for times of refreshing in the presence of the Lord, that we believe what you said. We choose to believe your report. The prophet Elijah says, how long hold we point to sickness? If God is God, serve him. If Baal is God, serve him. But if you believe God, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You ought to open your mouth and say so. Even if you've been saying the contrary all the while, let this be a new day. Let this be a new day for God to arise and your enemies be scattered. Let it be a new day. Let it be a new mark. I'm drawing a line in the sand. You've had me marked stepping back as far as I'm going to step. I'm not stepping back. I'm not giving up another inch. I'm not making another negative confession. I'm going to say what God said in spite of the pain, in spite of the trouble, in spite of the cloudiness in my mind. Woe unto me if I preach not this gospel. I'm going to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Esther says, I'm going to go on and stand on this word. And if I perish, I perish. You got to make your mind up. I'm going to draw a line in the sand today. And as for me and my house, we're going to have it God's way. We're going to say what God said. We're going to confess what God said. I know the world says it looks foolish, but God says he uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Amen. God says God's foolishness is greater than man's, all of man's ability. So we got to make up our minds. I choose to have faith in God.
Yes.
Jesus said, have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. Have the God type of faith. Have the God quality of faith. Because we were made in his image and his likeness. We've got to trust God and act like him and talk like him and walk like him and expect to win like him. Because we're made in his image. We ought to be saying what God said. That's why he gave us his word. So we can say what he said. So we can believe what like him. We can say what he said. We can win like he wins. If we would just be willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. We backed up far enough. You got to open your mouth and declare, I'm healed. I'm blessed. My mind is sound. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to be moved by what I feel. Why, we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. The things that are seen are subject to change. They're subject to change as I stand on the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And having done all to stand, stand therefore, hallelujah, having your loins girded about with truth. And you know it for yourself from Ephesians chapter 6. We've got to make a stand, hallelujah. I want to believe the word of God. I want to stand on the word of God. I want to sow to my spirit, and of my spirit I'm going to reap life and peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You got to make up your mind today.
Glory, God.
Am I a believer? Am I a believer in the word of God? Then I should be saying what God's word says no matter how I feel. I should be saying what God's word says no matter what they say. I should be saying what God's word says no matter how I feel. I'm going to say what God says. If he says it's mine, I claim it. I'm going to meditate on it. I'm going to speak it. I'm going to declare it. I'm going to ask God, Lord, as you went with the disciples, working with them and confirming the word with signs following, if I speak your word, expedite your word in my life. Holy Ghost, confirm this word that with signs following, that I'm healed, that I'm blessed, that I'm the head and not the tail, that I am well, that it is well with my soul, that I'm a world overcomer, and this is the confidence that I can have in him. If I ask anything according to his will, that he not only will just hear me, but he'll grant me the petitions that I've asked of him.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority now even over the schizophrenic spirit and the spirit of dementia and forgetfulness and Alzheimer's. We bind those spirits right now in the name of Jesus, and we rebel by the blood and the authority of Jesus Christ. We come against those spirit, oh God, that would cause your people to walk with the spirit of depression, that would walk in the spirit of discouragement and despair and drudgery. We bind those spirits right now in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every mind of your people, Lord God. You said, Lord God, that the same mind that is in Kurasure Sobo Shatanda, that Kuren Samanasi, that Kalaben Soto Vokatiki, Roshapa Tekelabon Soya, Roshisto Bohoki, that same mind that is in Christ Jesus is also in you. And I even declare and decree now that you lay your hand on your mind in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of mental breakdown. I bind that spirit that will cause nervous breakdown. I take authority over every spirit now, and we command you to loose your hold off of God's people's mind and to leave their home and place in Jesus' name. Oh, Shatta, they will not be hospitalized. They will not be the mental institution, but in the name of Jesus, they will rise up and walk, and they will walk in the power and the authority of Christ in this earth, in this life, in the name of Jesus. We break the powers now, oh Shetan, every stronghold that comes to cause your mind to be confused, that you're walking in the spirit of schizophrenia. For God has not given you a spirit of schizophrenia. He has not given his people to walk and live off medication. We rebuke that now, that we will not be oppressed and possessed by medication. We will not be possessed by drugs. available torture. The only drug that you will take and say is the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, the DNA of Christ inside of you. I decree and declare that you will not live off medication. I decree and declare that you will not live off the word of man, but you will live by the word of God, praying God's word always in the name of Jesus. For it is the word that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I speak to your spirit now that you will rise up in the name of Jesus, and that the fire of the Holy Ghost will burn deep within you and cause your flesh to die, that your spirit man will rise up, and that you will pray the word of God, that you will pray against oppression. You will pray against depression. In Jesus' name, I rebuke every dark spirit, ha, masata, every satanic power now that comes to steal, to kill, destroy. And I speak life to you, life in Jesus' mighty name. I speak a sound mind, mandaba soto. I speak a sound mind to you, kosete. Oh, I speak that light will come into your room. That light will come into your residence. That light will come into your office, wherever you are. That darkness leaves now. It dispels. It disperses in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over you now. Over your children, over your family, over your mind, over your spirit, over your soul, even over your mouth. That's all. That you speak contrary in Jesus' name. That you will speak the word of God. That you will rise up. Rise up and operate like Christ in Jesus' name. I keep hearing mental breakdown. You will not have a nervous breakdown. You will not have a nervous breakdown. Oh, you will not have a nervous breakdown. You will not have this schizophrenia. You will not have Alzheimer's. You will not suffer dementia. In Jesus, I rebuke it now and I bind it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. I pour in the oil and the wine now, that the spirit of praise will rise up in you for the garment of heaviness. Halamahanda, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that you may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Halamahaya konde, zedabohonike, roshe kabohoka. Oh, beloveds, you've got to pray. Open your mouth and decree and declare what thus saith the Lord, what God has spoken about you now, that you will live and declare the works of the Lord in with a sound mind, the mind of Christ. I speak strength now to the weary. I speak strength to the weary. I speak joy to the weary, for the joy of the Lord is your strength in Jesus' name. I bind and rebuke the spirit of COVID-19. I bind and rebuke fever and pneumonia. I bind and rebuke viruses and infection and diseases and parasite and germs. I bind it now and I rebuke it in Jesus. It will not touch you. It will not hurt or harm you. It will not hurt or harm in your head in the name of, but you will speak and live healthy. Healthy, divine health. No matter what they say, because you're under the auspice of God's power. You're under the auspices of God healing, for by his stripes thou art healed. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' name, thank you for the blood. Thank you for your power, God. Thank you for your strength, God. Thank you for your dunamis power, even now, to flood the airways, oh God, and the minds and the hearts and the spirit of your people, that their souls are disconnected from every false teaching, every false erroneous doctrine, every lie of the devil, that they will believe the word of God in Jesus' mighty name. I pray your strength upon them now. I pray that you'll strengthen and you'll refresh them, God. You'll rejuvenate them, God, and pull them out of that dunghill, out of that low place, out of that dark place. Let your light shine in their midst, my God. I thank you. You said, when we pray, you will hear. Before we call, you promised in Isaiah 65 and 24, you will answer. And while we're yet praying and speaking, you said you've already heard. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God promises in his word, if you are willing and obedient,
yes,
what you don't know.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to pray what you know from the Word. Amen.
Yes.
Not pray what your emotions say. Not pray what they said. Pray the Word of God.
Yes,
and as the Spirit of God will reveal a word to your mind and your consciousness, pray that word. Speak that word over your life. Amen. And he says you'll eat the good of the land. Well, our time has passed, amen, and it's been a blessing being with you today. We believe more and more and more, amen, because as the day approaches, God's word says that we should be gathering together more and more as the evil day approaches, amen. And we don't need less prayer. We don't need more less time together. We need more prayer and more time together, amen. Together, amen. So, beloved, it's been an honor and it's been a pleasure praying with you and speaking to you what thus saith the Lord. Amen. We pray over the word that's been sown today into your heart, that the enemy won't come and steal that word, but that that word will bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold, for God's glory. We give you praise and honor for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Well, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Father, we didn't come tonight for flesh to get any glory, but we came tonight for you, God, to magnify the name of our Father. So, Father, tonight we don't extend to you our hand, but we extend to you our lives to come now and purify our hearts. And in an atmosphere like this, let a revival of holiness take place tonight, God. We need a fresh fire tonight, God. Come now, Holy Spirit, and captivate our hearts and captivate our minds, and let fire from heaven begin to fall and consume everything that does not look like you. Spirit of the living God, we give you permission tonight to fill us with your power. We command the glory of the Lord to begin to descend and begin to fill this room. And we command the heavens to open and the angels of the Lord to begin to ascend and descend and bring the glory of the Lord in this room. That healing will take place and deliverance will take place. Manifest your power tonight, O God. Send your fire. Send your fire. Send your fire. Send your fire. Lion of Judah, roar in this place. Lion of Judah, roar in this place. By your power and your might, we receive you tonight. This is an atmosphere where your sons and your daughters come tonight to receive. Let the power of God begin to fill this room. Come on and let a desperate cry be released. Father, we're hungry tonight. We're desperate tonight. Oh, God. Send your rain tonight. Send your rain tonight.
God bless you.
Come on, do I have any worshipers in the building tonight?